We're Samach Zayin Bey, the very last word. Okay, today's Yud Iyar Tov Shein Ayin Vav. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, we're comparing everything to the Achos Isha, a sister of a wife, where there's no Kedushin. So here also we say, that there's no Kedushin. And same thing by Ularais. Ihachiv, so Afilu Nidanami, so Nida, which is also mentioned over there. Also, there should be no Kedushin. If you marry a girl, which happened to be Nida that night, there should be no Kedushin. Aloma Amar Abaye, why did Abaye say the top of the page, Tamaches Amarav, top line? Why did, who did the next page? Tamaches Amarav. No, you went too far. You did the page before. Top line. Aloma Amar Abaye, why did Abaye say, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. Whether it's Shimon Hatamani that says that a mamza is only from Chayavik Krisis, he'll be moided that there's one Chayavik Krisis that is no mamza, and that is a nida. That you're not allowed to, you know, live with a new nida, but the child from that will not be a mamza. And Halas Satan, Rabbi Kivu, says that all loving also produce a mamza, is moided when if a guy takes his wife back a Satan, which he shouldn't have, the child's not a mamza. Shein Avad mamza. Now, how come? Let's compare to Achos Isha, call it to Eva say, Amma Chizki, Amma Kor, they have a fair share Pasik. What does the Pasik say? The Pasik says, V'tihi Nidisa Olav. And therefore, it's because it says, Osihi Nidisa, Sihi, we learned before already, means Kedushin. Nidisa Olav, that there is Kedushin, even though while the Nida is on them. I feel B'shaz Nidasa Tei Bahavoye, even while she's on Nida, there's still Kedushin there. Okay, Merdi, so let me ask a question now. So here you have one arayis, you have one kodesh, which is achos isha over there, the kedushin not chal. You have another kodesh, which is a nida where kedushin is chal, because the pasuk says that he nidas olav. How do you know which one to be makish to? All the other arayis, who told you merdi ikal lakushel nida? We compare it to nida that what that the kedushin will be chal. You marry a sister, it'll be kedushin. Just you know, I live together, you got to agree. The ikal lakushel achos isha. You can also compare it to this wife sister where there's no kedushin at all. My chaz is the makshel hul achos isha. Why did you deem it fit to compare it to the wife sister, actually Anita, compare it to actually Anita, compare it to Anita. Answer the Gemara, we have a rule. When it comes to Issa deraisa, Kula, the Chumra, the Chumra Makshin, if we have a choice, there's a taste of Babatzi about it. I can't remember, he lays down a rule when we say this. Is this a mitzad, is this a din? Or actually, it's a Babakama. Is this a din, or is this mitzad? Since a Safik, let's be Machna. Since we don't know we're machmer, this is the din. The din tells the chatchila you're always supposed to be machmer. Kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinim. That's the answer. However, Rabbi Achav Yaakov says, I'll give you another answer. You wonder how all other arroyas we know is also not for Rabbi Yehuda's hekesh tachos isha, but I'll give you a kavuchaymer. Asya be kavuchaymer. We learn from kavuchaymer from Yevama. We know that by Yevama, this woman who's in waiting for a brother-in-law goes ahead and gets engaged, receives an engagement from somebody else, nothing happened. Because says the pasuk, Leisiyah Eishah Mesl Ish is Amna Hachutza. So we learn that Leisiyah, there's no Kedushin. Uma Yivama, which is merely a love. Yet Loi Tavsiba Kedushin, Chayove Mises, and all these arroyas we get Kares, Chayove Krisis, Loi Koshkein, and Mises Bezin, surely there's no Kedushin. Nu Ihochi, if you're learning it from Yivama, then why are you limiting it only to Chayove Mises, Chayove Krisis, Shalavin, Chayove Lavin? Let's just like a Bianyanya compared all arroyas to each other. Let's compare all Chayove Lavin to each other as well. And let's say that what? Make a binyan av, remember Tzinu. That just like a lav over there, there's no kedushin. Any aveda, anyone does a lav, a kohen marrying a grusha, there's no kedushin. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Chayavi Lavin Beheyik Sibahu. When it comes to Chayavi Lavin, we have a pasuk which clearly says that a Chayavi Lav, there is Kedushin. Where is there such a pasuk? In Parsha Kiseitze. Where in Parsha Kiseitze? It says in the pasuk there, Kisiyen, Ali Ishte Noshim. If a man has to, you know, talks about over there that the firstborn should get the double portion, the Tate is going to tell us that even though you have two wives, and you hate the one wife, and the other wife is the younger one, and the child is not the Bechor, you want to transfer the Bechor to the younger one. No. You're not allowed to Mevaka the Ben Ahuva over the Ben Snur. If a man happens to have two wives, achas, ahuva one he loves, achas, the one he hates. And they tell you, make sure you give the b'chayit to the older one. What do you mean loves and hates? Is it personal that I love this wife and I don't like this wife? Why would the Eibishter even have to bavarn in the trade and tell you, my friend, just because you like her better than you like the other one, don't think you can give the b'chayit to her? Why would you think you could? Must be that love and hate over here means religiously that this woman here is a woman that the Eibishter likes that you're married because you're allowed to marry. Another one, Eibishter's not so happy that you're married because there's a love involved. And yet the Torah says it's still Kedushin.
He hates the first wife, doesn't mean he hates the first son. He doesn't hate the wife. He doesn't like the fact that you have a relationship with her.
So the Torah is telling you that don't think that you want to punish this woman over here, and therefore you're not going to maltreat her son. You can't do that. But if you hate her, why would the Torah? Why would you even think that you're allowed to? That the Torah says, "Bavon, you don't." It must be talking about something else. V'chi yesh nulav ne'amokar. I hope the mokar cares if you like her or hate her. The laws of the Torah are going to change because you like something. If the Torah says something, I say, "Is this? What's the difference if you like her or you hate her?" El ahuva means ahuva bin esuah. The Eibusha likes that kind of marriage because it's all legitimate. Snua means snua bin esuah. The Eibusha does not like the marriage because he does it. He abhors it. He says there's a lav involved. When I say, ukami olachmeit teira says ki sihiyena. There's kedushin involved. That means even though the Eibusha does not approve of this particular marriage, kedushin is still there. Then I chayv a lav and had kedushin. What about chayv a mitzvah? Kedushin says that we learn from kal v'chayim from Yibama.
So that's the proper, yeah.
That is Rabbi Acha Bayakov's answer. Rabbi Papa is answering according to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov. You learn from Yavam, but why not everything else? Reading your mother, Rabbi Kiva, who Taka says that all lavin, there's no kedushin. That's why the children of Chayav Mam Zaydim. How does he learn kisihi yano? So who did you marry there that the Abish doesn't approve of? If Chayav lavin, there's no marriage. Reading your mother, Rabbi Kiva, dominating kedushin, like Chayav lavin doesn't work. Kisihi yano, my mukim. So who is kisihi yano? Who did you marry? The Abish doesn't approve of. Asking mother, I'm not a Kohen Gadol. Now here, this is an amazing thing. The Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol. Now, if you remember, we started off, Rashi says in Chumash, there's a sequence here. First, you start off with the Yifas Torah, and then you start off with, then you go to this Snua, and then we go to Masorah Merah. Here, this person who's married to two wives here is a Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Gadol. And he married an Almana, and the Torah is telling this Kohen Gadol, who's married to an Almana, that I don't approve of this marriage, but nevertheless, he did it.
Kedushin is
Chal, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Because it says Lo Yichal Zari, we had in the Pasuk.
But this whole thing is it starts off with the Yifas Torah, right?
So obviously this can't be because he can't go to war. Kohen Gadol doesn't
exactly,
go to war.
Exactly.
Ukarab Samoyi, like Rab Samoyi, obviously according to this Kiva, it doesn't work, the sequence. And this follows Rab Samoyi, the Tanis Samoyi, I mean, Hakol Rab Kiva is a mamzah, Chusmah, Kohen Gadol, Rab Kiva hold everything as a mamzah, the only love that isn't is a Kohen Gadol with an Amanda. Why? Shalom Tayyid, the Tayyid clearly says, Lo Yechalil, if you do marry, what's going to happen? Lo Yechalil, you'll desecrate your family. Chiluli Moise, Ben Oise, Mamzahidis. You're limited only to that.
So if he says a Kohen Gadol is a love, and it's not Mamzahidis,
only that exception.
What? It's only
Kohen Gadol. Only Kohen Gadol, and.
Because otherwise, only Kohen Gadol. Any Chayav Lavin is a mamzah, isn't it?
Yes. And kedushin after only here, because that's what pasuk says. Talking about this particular pasuk, says the Gemara with Rabbi Sheva, which will soon have two versions. Who argues and he says that what that even Amon Kohen Gadol Mekiva disapproves of. Dama Boy and Tzavah Kiva. Yes, let's scream at him. So Yoim Mekoshen Lebibi Sirablad Mamzer. He's creating something Mamzerim. He holds that even Amon Kohen Gadol is a Mamzer. So Hanichah Rabbi Sheva. If you hold that Rabbi Sheva is only Lafukim and Rabbi Simoy, because he's only coming to argue in that particular case of a Kohen Gadol and Amona. But all Chayve, I say, he says kedushin is Chal. So when the Tanya says Achasnuah, it's talking about anybody you married. Chayve, I say, you married a Mitzvah, you married an Adami, and all that. Shapir. Eli time with the Nafshikam. If he's not arguing Rabbi Sheva, he's saying a whole new pshat. He understood Rabbi Kiva holds, and regardless, I say, Loisa said the kedushin is never Chal. So who's the Snua? What's he going to learn? Even Rabbi Sheva will be made that a Kohen Gadol is supposed to marry a psula. This is one I say that if the Kohen Gadol defied what the Torah said and he married a bu'ula, the kedushin will be chal. Why should this be any different? So weakest kind of assay, the only one who has this aveda is a Kohen Gadol, and an assay that is only limited to a number of people or a couple of people is considered a very weak assay, and therefore the kedushin is chal, and that's what the Torah. So the Torah says you have achas ahuva, achas nua. I'm talking to a Kohen Gadol who happened to marry a girl over 12 years old, and that's what I'm talking about. And in this case, very very limiting this pasuk.
You've got a Kohen Gadol who's 55, 16
years
old, and he needs to have a wife.
Why 55? Why can't he be
13,
14?
Yeah,
yeah,
he's become an
almond,
right?
Got 50, he has to
be married.
Which girl wouldn't want to marry the Kohen Gadol? What? If a king, Achashverosh made a ball, everybody came running. All the young girls, a Naida, every Naida, 12-year-old. And how old was Achashverosh?
A 12-and-a-half-year-old girl would know how old was
he. Those days they were very mature.
You know, there's a famous drash, I don't remember whose svart it is, on in the Megillah, when
it's a bevolu goes about.
Ubehegia tur naro venaro. So the trop is kodmova azlo. They all got up. Nakol naro venaro. They got up and ran.
And everyone else is munach.
That's bayester. Yeah.
Okay, weiter. But Rabbanan had the mukula bechayve lavi. Into the Rabbanan. Why did they decide? Let's go back to Rabbanan. Rabbanan said snua means a chayve lavi. That's how we know they can get married. No, maybe the mukula bechayve say. Maybe to a chayve say. Maybe when the Torah says snua is chayve say. But all chayve lavi and taken. There's no kedushin. And maybe Rabbi Kiva is right. There's no kedushin there. But let's learn from Yavama. So we answer, Hani Chayva say, man, you know, when you say that the Chayva say, we're not happy, because it sounds like both women are from the same kettle of fish, but one you like, one you don't like. Because each day in mitzvahs, if it sounds like one is a snu, one is a huva. If they're both mitzvahs, then both of them are no good. Then stay in the snus. If achas mitzvahs and achas Israeli, one wife he marries a mitzvahs and one marries a Israeli, they're two different nations. Stay noshi ma'amechabin and l'chayt, it sounds from the Torah that they're both similar women, yet one is I hate and one I love. If one is a mitzvah and one is a Yiddish woman, they're not the same nation. Ibul the Kohen Gadol, and if you can say about the Tatus talking about Sahakal the Kohen Gadol talking getting married to Bula, Meek Siv Sihiyenel the Kohen, does it say that we're talking about a Kohen? Where does the positive talk about a Kohen? That the whole thing is limited to one kind of category. But Abba Kiva Taka, according to Abba Kiva, the whole pasuk of Achasnu is talking about one particular case of Kohen Gadol with a Bula. Because I have no choice. Because I learned Beshitta that no Kedushin is Chal. And the only case where it's Chal is by a Kohen Gadol and a Bula. So when the Torah says Achas no, do I have a choice? As difficult as it is to learn this way, I have no Breda. So therefore I learned it this way. It says in our Mishnah, and the last case in our Mishnah is V'chol Misha Ein, Allah, anybody who does not have any Kedushin, and not him, not to this person, not to anybody else, then nothing happens. Then there's no... You go after the mother. If she's a shiksa, you go after the mother. If she's a shifcha, you go after the mother. And the father that plays no role. Freddie might have been old. How do you know? How do you know that there's no kedushin whatsoever? Maybe kedushin is chal with a shifcha. How do we know? Because it says with a shiksa, I understand. But with a shifcha is a forced ger. Geiris. How do you know that there's no kedushin at all? Because we know Avram told Eliezer was an ever kanani. He said to him shvulach and poi by the parsha zakedi im hachamayis remain here with the donkey. So we dash and im as it says am hadoim chamayis. You stay here, you nation of donkeys. What do you mean, nation of donkeys? Just like when you marry a donkey. Is it kedushin? So you marry them? No kedushin. Says the Gemara. Okay, all we know from here is Ashkan that talks about kedushin. That if you marry a shiksa or you marry a shivcha, there's no kedushin. But the lada kemoitzim and all. How do you know the kid isn't Jewish? Maybe the kid is Jewish. Actually, there's a big machlekes, and we'll have a Gemara b'chaydus and tases there, and even a little bit later, find ches and tases here as well. What happens if the father's a yid and the mother's a goy? But and right now we're gonna have a machlekes as well. We actually had a little bit. That if the mother's a goy, the mother's a yid and the father's a goy, is the child 100% kosher or is the child a mamzer? Because we'll have an opinion that the child's a mamzer. If the mother's is a yid and the father's a goy. And in halacha is big machlekes, what do you pass? But today we all take on that a child is 100% a yid. That the pogum can't marry a goy. Says the Gemara, Vlada kemaisim and olon. How do you know the child is like the mother and the child is Jewish? The amakro, it says in the, by shivcha, it says in the pasuk that if the eved ivri gets married to a shivcha kananis, because the master has a right to give him, then all the children belong to the master, not to the eved. Klar, ha'ishav yiladeh ti'aladina. So we know when it comes to shivcha, who owns the children? The shivcha. Who owns the shivcha? The master, not the father. Says the Gemara, okay, that's by shivcha.
If you say by shivcha that the child follows the mother, no. Why do you have to then another limud if you marry stamagoy? Would that
learn? Because the pasuk says, clearly says, there's a kasuv. I know it's a rule. It says, Isha v'yoladel adonau. But you might have been nachis minola, and how do you know when it comes to shivcha that the child goes after the mother, maybe goes after the father? Oh, makro. First of all, I know there's no kedushin. Maybe there's kedushin by shivcha. Omakra says the pasuk loitis chatan bom that you should not get married to them. That many of the shayin will actually hold that this pasuk is only the iser of like this chatan bom is only when it comes to the zayin amimin and only after the megayer. Because if they're goy, they don't have the whole mitzvah. What's b'chal yinia pasuk loitis chatan? That only the zayin amimin are megayer loitis chatan bom. There's an iser loitis chatan bom. But as kol man's a goy, there's no lav mahatoyla to marry goy because there is no marriage. Now live with the guy. We know love of marrying.
One of these shevamim is megayer, so
I'll accept him. Okay, ashkach that loy tosa b'kedushin. So we know he's no kedushin here. But v'lodi kamei non hay know that if a mother is a shik, so that the child's a guy. So this is how you learn. Amar Rabbi Yechina mishun of Shimon Yechai. Rabbi Yechina said the name Rabbi Shimon Yechai. The amakra. It says in the pasuk. It says that you should not. It says the pasuk this. Don't give your son to them. And your daughter, don't take from their sons. Okay, so we have the pasuk talks about both. Either there's your son ending up with their girls, or your daughter ending up with their sons. Then the next pasuk says, "Ki yase," because he, who's he? It's masculine. That means a father. The father who is a goy. We're not talking about the case where the father is a yid. We're talking about the case the father is a goy. The father is a goy and the mother is a yid. What are we worried about? Ki yosid. Because he will take away as bincha your son. In other words, since your daughter, the yid, gave birth to a son, it's your son because the grandson is like a son. The enikel is your son, which means that the mother is a yid, the child is a yid. It's your son. And the father, who's a goy, will take him away from Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit. But nowhere does it say ki tasir, that the mother will take your son away. Because if the mother is a shiksa, it's not your son. It's a goy. That's how we learn it. Ki yosid bincha macharai. It says a buzzer. Ki yosid bincha macharai. He'll take your son away from me. That means bincha habo mi Yisraelis. It's clear for me that if your daughter gives birth, Kodah Bincha is called your son. But if it's your son marrying their daughter, then nobody's taking your son away. You don't have a son. Your grandson. We're talking about your grandson now. You don't have a grandson because your grandson is a koi. Omar Avinu said, Avinu, Shma Mino. What did we see from here? That Ben Bitcha. Even though the Pasuk talks about your son, so you might learn Pasuk about the Pasuk, we're not talking about the grandson, we're talking about your son itself. But from here, the way we say this is Ki Yosir, not Ki Tos, we learn out, and he spells it out, Ben Bitcha, your daughter's son. Habomim El Chavim, if he's married to a guy, Kod Bincha is called your son as a Yid. Says the Gemara. So what are you telling me? It sounds like you're telling me here that even though it's a sin for her to marry the guy, but the child is the child's a Yid. But we learned in our Mishnah, whenever you get married and there's a sin, what's the status of the child? A mamzer. The third one is a mamzer. No, in our Mishnah we learned that whenever there's kedushin and there's an aveda, the child's a mamzer. You're telling me that the child is a yid. So l'cheder, the child should be a mamzer. So l'cheder, name let us say, kasavar, I've even hold that oive, kachavim, that a goy, and an eved, and a knecht, and a slave. Habbo abas yisrol, have lad mamzer, the child produces a mamzer. Says the Gemara. Nowhere did we say that. Nihid the kosher lahavi. You're right, because a sin was done, the child was born in sin. We can't call the child kosher. It's a yid, but we can't say he's 100% not flawed. He is flawed. He can't marry a kohen. Or the mamzer lo yahavi. A mamzer is not, because a mamzer is only by chai v'krisis. Posel mikri. He's only posel.
So a mamzer only applies to a yid. Hestus.
Sorry.
A goy is a goy. He's nishka mamzer. A mamzer has to be someone who's in the klal.
The kid is a yid.
Yeah.
So why is he a mamzer?
No, I'm saying that the category of mamzer only applies to a Jew.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about the kid as a Jew. We're talking about the kid as a Jew.
If the yid is not a proper yid, then he's nishka mamzer.
No, he is a proper yid. No. Talk about the grandson. The grandson of the mother, who's the mother's a yid and the grandson. So the mother has an opinion. We have talking b'chodes, and we had in Yevamos the day that says that the child is a mamzer. So we want to say that Avin also holds that, because Avin is putting him in the third category of our Mishnah. The third category of Mishnah is Aveda.
He's a mamzer that passes on that mamzer's four generations.
Forever.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, I'm asking a question. This posse would like this chatan mom. The whole posse of Kiyos is Mincha. It's talking about the seven nations. Perhaps, Ahu Bishiva Goyin, see if that posse is limited to the seven nations. Sha'arum is Minolan. How do you know it applies to any other nation? The Gemara says, Omakro, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yosid is Bincha. The Torah is giving us a reason. You know why you shouldn't have your daughter marrying somebody? Because your child will go astray. Now, according to Rav Shimon Lichai, you hold Dasha and time with the crow. Now, without the Torah giving us reasons, we ourselves give reasons to the Torah. If the Torah says, don't let your daughter marry a girl, what would we think the reason is? Because the child will be taken away from Yiddishkeit. Okay. No, so what I need the Torah to spell like Ki Yosid, it's extra, it's redundant, to tell you that the same reason therefore applies to all goy. What's the Chilik Zayinum? This reason of Ki Yosid is Bincha, does it make a difference if the father is a Christian, a Muslim, or a Hindu? They're going to take your child away from Yiddishkeit.
Not only because of taking from Yiddishkeit, it's not marrying God full stop.
Yeah, and that's an aveda, but we're talking about now, but we're giving a reason why Torah is so strong in.
This marriage, what's the status of the child? Yeah.
The kid will get taken away from
it. That's an halachic status.
So we answer, Amakrok, Yosef has been Chalarabas Kolamasim. Anybody who fits in that role, that what, they can take your child away, fits in there as well. This all makes sense. In the Dorish time of the cross, he dashes the time of the cross, and it's redundant. Elarabon, the Rabbon hold that even if we know the reason, it doesn't matter. We cannot come up with our own reasons. My time, how do you know it applies to all the. Maybe the Tate is giving you, Amakrok, Tate, give me a reason. You know why I don't want the seven nations to marry with daughter, because they'll take away from Yiddishkeit. But how do we know all other nations? Amakrok, because it says back to Kiseitze when it talks about the Eishes Yifas Toyer, over there it says after the 30 days and everything else, and you decide that that's still Ba'acha Kein Tova Yaleh, and after 30 days you still want to go have Alta and you live with her Miklaldi Mikara, but before the 30 days expire, before we give you that license, like Tavsi Bakadushin, the puzzle is will be Alta, you will marry her, becomes your wife. So in other words, but prior to 30 days, you know, you didn't go through Gaitis, you can't become your wife. So it's clear what? That there's no Kedushin by any other Goy as well, not just by Zayinumis.
When is he allowed to have his relationship with her? He has to,
we had a machlekes, the first beer, Rav Shmuel. Do we allow first beer in the war front, or Dafka when you come home? We only allow one beer.
Doesn't he have to take care of the Yoshua?
After the first beer. If you're not going to let him do it, what's the point?
So the machlekes, what's the whole point of Kedela Navla? The whole point of Kedela Navla.
That's right, so you wouldn't marry. So you wouldn't marry her.
Oh, I thought it was that he shouldn't have any
relationship. In other words, is this a one-night stand only?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The Tater doesn't like the fact that you're forcing a woman to marry
her. Relationship.
That's right. Says the Gemara, okay, all we know from here that Kedushin Achabe Adagoyim. Ashkhan the late tough tradition. Okay, so all other nations, we also know that there's no condition. Oh, but the Shiloh, the Frag, the Chalz is Veladu Kemaisim and all. How do you know that the child also in all other Goyim follows the mother and the child's Yid? On Makro, it says in Pasha, we had this before, Kisiyen Eliish, if the man has two wives, and it says there, Vyoldu Loy, and he will have children Loy to him. That means that whatever this Kisiyena, whatever condition is Chal, is Vyoldu Loy. Kol hecha the kinyan makes the end. Whatever this kedushin, kareinim and baby yodla. Then the children are his. But v'chol hecha, so we medayik. V'chol hecha the loy kareinim be kisiyana. But when she's still a goy and the kedushin is a chal, the loy kareinim baby yodla loy, and the children are yours. For the mar yochei bazei shivcha nami. So why do we need a special posse by a shivcha that the children are not yours? Could we say it goes to the master? Say b'kapashit. Once we know that there's no kedushin by a shivcha, you just gave a rule. Whenever there's no kedushin, then the children are not yours. So that's how I know by a shivcha the children are not yours, because we know there's no kedushin by a shivcha. And the kedushin by shivcha is necessarily not yours. Why do we need the pasuk v'aisha v'yiladeh goes la'adonav? The children are not yours. How do we know kedushin not chal by a shivcha? We learn from shul chepoyim machamayim by Eliezer. So what do we need this other pasuk for? And the gemara Enoch and Ami, you're right. So why does it we need the pasuk tell you that the children belong to the master? Of course they belong to the master. Without the pasuk, since we know it doesn't belong to the father, it belongs to the mother. And if it belongs to the mother, obviously it belongs to the master. Says the Gemara, no. It's an interesting machlekes we have. Look at the Tanya we learned. If a man says to his maid who's pregnant, I'm prepared to liberate you, but the child that you're carrying in your stomach, I want to keep that. What's it in? So one day it says have lad kimoysev, she's free. So too is her fetus is also free, and so just like her. And because it says the pasuk ha isha v'yiladeh tiladinel, you know when the yiladim belong to that
deal.
Package deal, exactly. But if the woman doesn't belong, then neither do the children. So that's where the pasuk isha v'yiladeh. Divrei Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi. Chacham say no. Since at this stage he owns her, and if he says I'm prepared to free you, but set you free, but not your child, he has a right to determine that. And then Braisa finishes off. It says Ha'isha v'yuladeh tiladina. How in the world does that pasuk support the Chachamim? Says you're right. That's what I'm saying. You know why the master does not have the right to set her free and say I want to retain ownership of the child? Because it says only Ha'isha v'yuladeh. If you own the woman, you own the children. You don't own the woman, you don't own the children. This is very important. You want to remember about how you know the child is a yid or goy, you go for the mother, not paternal, and so on and so forth.